Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to thank you for tuning in once again to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministries, and we are here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Amen. We are an interactive Bible study. What is that? That means that you have an opportunity to call in and participate with the speakers for the evening. Amen. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. You got that written down? Okay, now when you call in, you can call in, and the number and the mic will be open, and all you have to do is just call in. Amen? And we're going to open the mics up for you, so all you have to do is just talk. Before, what we used to do, we used to close the mics off, and you had to push the number one. So we've tried to make it a little more convenient. But when we ask of you if we're going to do that, could you please mute your phones while you are in waiting, amen? Because we can hear everything in the background, and it becomes a distraction for the speaker at that time. So please, if you could be obedient and respectful, when you call in, make sure that you mute your mic if you're going to have noises in the background, amen? So therefore, we can get through the Word of God, and we can have our dialogue, and everything can just be clear, crystal clear, with no distractions, amen? We are moving in this evening. I'm going to be talking from Isaiah 40, 27 through 31. Hope you wrote that down. Isaiah 40, 27 through 31. Amen? We're going to be talking from that scripture, and as we go through that scripture, we have dialogue as we're going through. So I'm going to be opening up the mics, and, you know, we can communicate in terms of what the Lord is saying to you, or maybe even experience you might have had where that scripture relates to you. Amen? We are here as the body of Christ, a part of the body of Christ, as an encourager one to another. Amen? So your testimony or whatever you say, as we are communicating through this, is a blessing to others. There are those who are on, who are listening by internet. We do thank you for tuning in. Amen. So those who are listening by internet, they become blessed as well. Amen. So we must just pray that this is a blessing or will be a blessing for the evening. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to get right on into the scripture. Amen. We'd also like to let you know that you can archive anything that has been done every week, every Wednesday. Anything that has been done on Blog Talk Radio, you can archive. How do you archive it? You would type in Blog Talk Radio. Then you would type in "We Can Begin Again," and you'll see an eagle. You'll see an eagle at the top, and all you have to do is push on that eagle. Amen. New Beginnings Ministry, and type in "We Can Begin Again." Amen. Blog Talk Radio, "We Can Begin Again," and then we'll take you into the archive, and you can pull up any of the speakers that we've had on for the last three years plus. Amen. Time is going by so fast. Yeah, time is going by so fast. Amen. So, you know, you can do that. Also, if you're on by internet, if you want to go in the chat line, if you have something that you want to say and you're on internet, you can type whatever it is that you want to say, and we will share it with the listeners. Amen. We're going to move in. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to jump. Now we're going to jump right on into the scripture. Father, we come before your throne of grace. We thank you for who you are. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning, and you are our end. And Father, everything that we do, Heavenly Father, we rely on you. We can do nothing without you. So that's why we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would just guide us, that you would direct us, that you would keep us in perfect peace. Father, we thank you for knowing that we have a God who is so loving. We thank you for being our Father. We can call you our Father anytime. We can call you at any time of the day, morning, noon, or night. And Father, we just take this time out just to share your word, Heavenly Father. We just pray that that this message is a blessing to others, that those who are communicating, we are blessing one to another, Father, that we can continue to grow in you, Father. It's all about the kingdom. So we ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, if there's anything that you see that's within us that's displeasing, Father, that you would just remove it, that you would cleanse us up, so that we might be pure or clean in your eyesight, Father, because we know that you don't look on anything that's unclean. We know, Father, that we sin daily, Heavenly Father, that we ask daily for your forgiveness. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. And Father, we also pray, our dear sister Cassandra from out of, I believe, North Carolina. Lord, we just pray, Heavenly Father, that you continue to bless her family, her son, Heavenly Father, who's going through some trial times, but she has a mighty testimony, Father, a mighty testimony for the saints of God of what you can do. And we know that your testimony, Father, is what guides and gives us courage and hope for the future. We thank you for all these things you're going to do and all those things that you have done in the past and the present in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. So, again, we are here and we are talking about Isaiah 40, 27 through 31. Now, the topic of the scripture for this evening that I entitled is Exercise, Exercise, Exercise for the Glory of God. Exercise, exercise, exercise for the glory of God. Amen? Now, in here, Isaiah preached a powerful message regarding the bigness of God. This was a message of encouragement and comfort to the people whose problems seemed bigger than God. This was a message of hope to the people who felt forgotten by God. Amen? And our problems seem big only when God is small. Let me just say that again. Our problems seem big only when God is small. Amen? Our circumstances seem overwhelming when we lose sight of God. May we always be aware of the fact that our God is bigger than any problem, perplexity, or threatening circumstances that we can encounter in life. Amen. I'm going to say a hallelujah on that Amen. One right there. Amen. Hallelujah Amen. On that one right there. The purpose of this topic is those who wait on the Lord will not be disappointed. Let me say that again. Those who wait on the Lord will not be disappointed. As we get into the scripture, Israel had doubts about God. Okay, we look in Isaiah 40. 27 through 31 is where we are. Isaiah had doubts about God. Their doubts were whether he was able to control. I'm sorry, I said Isaiah. Israel had doubts about God. Lord, forgive me. Their doubts were whether he was able to control the destinies of his people. So for this reason, they made complaints such as, "My lot is hidden from the Lord. My lot is hidden from the Lord." And what they're saying was, God is even aware of what overtakes me day to day. They're saying that God is not aware of the things that are happening to them day to day. And that, to me, is a sign of doubt. It's a sign of doubt. They also uttered the complaint, "My rights are disregarded by my God." Israel knew that they had certain rights as a nation. Israel knew they had certain rights as a nation. What were their rights? Israel was considered the promised people. They were considered the promised people. So they knew that they had rights as a nation, particularly in view of God's election of Israel to his people. They had already known that God had selected them as the chosen people. And due to the impatience, the prophet Isaiah challenges these statements when he explains. And it says in the scripture, "Oh, Jacob." When it says, "Oh, Jacob," it's talking about, let me just say it another way, "Oh, Israel." Have you a little faith or failure to think of these things? It is your attitude that Isaiah is charging. It is the attitude that Isaiah is charging. And when we look at 27, it says, why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disrespected by my God. So that's what they're saying. Because they felt that they were the promised people, that God had declared, he was neglecting them. Because they were a promised people. It's almost like being privileged.
Yeah, that's right.
You have, or you get special things or favors for you. And all of a sudden, you find that those favors are not a curse. Yeah, that's it. Now, here what happens is you become upset. And then you begin to start to complain. Why is it that you gave me all of this before and now you're not giving it to me? And that's where Israel was at that time. Because they were the promised people, get it now, they were the promised people, and they knew that they had certain rights over the Gentiles. They were the people that God had chosen. But yet, here it is. They felt that they were disregarded by God. And Isaiah here is challenging them because of their attitude. He's challenging them. Why do you have little faith? Where's your faith? Why is it that your attitude has changed? You already know that you are the promised people, but yet you complain. So Isaiah is challenging them at this particular time. And, you know, and as we go through this scripture, I'm going to open up the mic as we go from scripture, verse by verse. We're in 27, and we'll be moving on to the next verse, which is 28. Amen? Any comments?
Amen.
Any comments?
It's just showing how ungrateful they were. Because they were privileged, because they were, just like you're saying, Elder John, you know, because they, you know, it's just like those that are here in the world today, those that seem privileged can get lawyers and whatnot to get them off when
That's
they
right.
do a crime and whatnot. And they think that, you know, just because I know somebody or my father or my family is has a silver spoon, so to speak. That's how Israel was, you know, and they became a spoiled people because they felt privileged, because they were the apple of God's eye, you know.
Amen.
And all they did was turn around and basically slap God in his face when he gave them everything, and he said, just follow me, my commandments. He didn't tell them to do but so much, but they still was mumbling and grumbling and complaining and going crazy.
Amen.
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 Just nuts.
And you know what? It's no different. It's no different today. It's no different
Amen.
Today. And I think, you know, and by their example, by what they did, we learn. A lot of times, I have a cousin that always says, well, in the Bible they did this, in the Bible they did that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, the Lord used those things as examples of what not to do. And this was a good example of what not to do. What happens when you take God for granted, you know, when you don't appreciate the privilege that you've been given, graciously given. That these things happen, that you cannot expect it. It's not a given.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And that's just where God wants us. So he is not taking for granted. Because when God is taking for granted, then we tend to go move away from God. Think about Deuteronomy, what happened in Deuteronomy in 31:20. And it says, I will, and here's what happens. It says, I will surely hide my face in the day because of all the evil that they have done.
My God.
Because they have turned to other gods. Here God is talking about, he's hiding his face from them because they turned to other gods. And God is saying, they no longer, I am no longer their God. I'm no longer their God. They've chosen another God. They've chosen another you. They've chosen something or someone who they feel is greater than me. Their thoughts have turned from me. So what God is saying here in Deuteronomy, he's saying, I will surely hide my face in that day because all the evil that they have done. Once we start going and start messing and getting other idols and move away from God, then we get further and further into the flesh. And the more evil we begin to start to protect. And this is what was happening during this time. Amen?
Amen. That's a frightening thing. That's frightening. When God starts hiding his face, hiding himself from you, oh, my God. That's a frightening thing.
I think of the scripture, but I was teaching a Sunday school this Sunday, and it talked about the Jews. It talked about breaking off branches. When you break off a branch, it talks about breaking off of branches, but in actuality, it was talking about the separation of the Jews, the believers and the unbelievers. And then it talks about trembling. It talks about trembling. It talks about trembling and fear. And what that was alluding to was that if God took his chosen people and cut them off, cut the branches off, the dead branches off, which is those who were the unbelievers, and now he has grafted us into the promise. He's grafted the Gentiles into the promise, but what we cannot do or should not do is become proud to the point where we look at others that we're better than them. And it's once we become proud and we begin to start to look at others as though we're better than them, it says, what do you think God's going to do to us? That he's messed it up in. Do you think he's going to just keep us on that branch and let us continue to grow in him? So it says sympathy and fear. And it talks about that in Romans in terms of being grafted in as Gentiles with the Jews. So when I think of that, when I think of what you just said, that's what I'm thinking, fear and trembling. You know, and you hear people say that, no, we're not supposed to be we're not supposed to live in fear because God is a loving God. But God is also a jealous God. And God does not want any other gods but him. He does not want us to have any other God but him. So when we come out of that, that becomes another story. That becomes another story.
God is the anger. And he's slow to anger, but you can't take advantage of that.
That's right.
You know, he also disciplines us. You know, he also disciplines us. We cannot take him for granted. And if you take when you take something for granted, you abuse. You don't understand their purpose, and you don't understand your purpose is when it comes to the body of Christ. When you start taking God for granted, then you abuse the privilege. You abuse those things that you don't understand. So if you're abusing the Lord and abusing the grace that God extends to us, his mercy, then you're not operating in a Christ-like manner anyway.
Amen. That's right. Amen. And people do forget that God, even though he's just that loving, and I'm just piggybacking off on what you're saying, Elder, is that when God is so loving and kind and he's so merciful, he reaches into his bowels of mercy. But people forget that he can be a terrible God too. You know, he can destroy by just speaking or waving or whatever he does. But all I know is that we're to fear him, and not fear like tremble, but fear in reverence, We have to reverence him as to who he is. And he is God Almighty. He's the creator. He can snuff us out in a blink of an eye. Huh, twinkling of an eye. That ain't even a blink. That's just a twinkle, you know. And we forget, we so many times we're skipping along and we're moving and we're grooving and we're going and we're doing all sorts of things and we're doing things for Christ. And yet we forget. To give God not only the glory, but give him the reverence that's due. He said, no other
Amen.
God but me. No other God but
Amen.
Me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know,
and
he's
you know,
jealous.
It goes on even in the 28. It says, have you not known? Hear this now. Have you not known? That's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you not known? Have you not heard? That's another question. The Lord
mm-hmm.
is the everlasting God.
Mm-hmm.
That's a challenge. Here it is that you are complaining, and Isaiah is saying to them, have you not known that you are the promised people? Have
mm-hmm.
you not heard what God has said that he's going to do? The
mm-hmm.
Lord is the everlasting God.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, you do not know? And he's raising a question and introducing, he's asking about, don't you glorify God as the creator? Are you mocking God and trying to make him like one of the gods that are the idols that you serve?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God is the creator. He is the everlasting God. He's Jehovah.
Mm-hmm.
He is the great I am.
Mm-hmm.
And Isaiah is asking them, why are you complaining? Why are you doubting God? That's a challenge.
Don't
that's a challenge to the people. Go ahead.
No, I'm just thinking about what you're saying. I'm thinking about all that God has proven to them. That's why Isaiah is saying that. Look at what he did. Look at his mighty hand. Look at what, and you still going somewhere else? And you saw where I brought you out? Brought you
Amen.
Out to bring you into myself? You saw my mighty hand, my mighty works, and you still acting like crazy folk? You crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're nuts.
Amen.
I know it wouldn't be me.
Amen.
It's not me.
God.
Israel, thou art the man. Israel, thou art the man.
God's got Israel. Questions.
Mm-hmm.
He's got questions. And this is where the questions are coming from. Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking them to check yourself out.
Right.
Check yourself out. Don't you know who he is? Haven't
I
you
like
heard?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you heard? You already know. So why is it that you are complaining,
mm-hmm.
feeling that God is neglecting you and knowing
mm-hmm.
that you are the promised people? Why are you doing this? Why is it that you are now, all of a sudden, God is not the God that he used to be? Because you know he's an anti-idol God.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. So why are you complaining?
Mm-hmm.
Have you forgotten? Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen, that's good.
The creator of the ends of the earth. And that's just how it reads. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth.
Mm.
God cannot change. God cannot change. No matter, the only one that changed is us.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones who change, not God. So whatever situation you may be going through at this time,
mm.
to those of you that listen by internet or whatever situation you're going through, God has not changed. He has not forgotten you.
Amen.
And this whole thing is so that you don't forget about God.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? It says in 29, in Isaiah 29, for those of you that just came on, we are reading from Isaiah 40, 27 through 31.
Amen.
The Lord is on left. He is the creator to the end of. Guess what? He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable.
Amen.
That word unsearchable speaks in volumes. Unsearchable, that means you can't find it.
Mm-mm-mm.
You can't, there is no understanding of God. So if there is no understanding of God, then why are they questioning God?
Mm-hmm.
Unsearchable.
Mm-hmm. That's why we can.
God does not grow weary.
Mm-hmm.
Grow weary, when it says the word faint, faint means when someone who is weak or feeble.
Amen.
When you think that means that you're weak or feeble. And what it's saying here is God does not. He does not faint. He doesn't get weak. Nor does God grow weary. Amen? He doesn't. Any comments? The mics are open. Amen, amen, amen. We're on 29. We're just moving on. He is closer to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. I think 28 and 29 should be connected together.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about God doesn't get weary. He doesn't get weary. But guess who does get weary?
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. We do. We are the ones who get weary. We are the ones who faint, who become weak in our journey. We become weak in our journey. Amen? We become weak in our journey. Weak and feeble. Sometimes the question is, can I make it? Can I make it? Sometimes the question is, should I continue my journey? Will I make it? Well, I'm here to tell you that the problem is because you're saying, will I make it? You're trying to make it on your own, my brother, my sister. You're trying to make it on your own. You cannot do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. We can't do it on our own.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's
so
not
true.
Only for Israel, but each and every one of us is on a Christian journey. And let me tell you something. Just because you say you're a Christian don't mean that you're going to go through it strong.
Amen. Say that.
No, it doesn't mean that you're going to get weak. You're going to get weary.
Amen.
You got the job. You got this coming. You got that coming. And yet, trying to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
Be who God called you to be. And word says this, is he does not faint or grow weary. But what he does is, he's talking to us. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, no energy, to him who has no energy, he gives them strength.
Amen.
That speaks volume. My brother, my sister, that speaks volume. But it means that when we get tired, when we get weak, we have assurance of knowing that God is going to give us strength.
Thank you, Lord.
He's going to give us strength. And I'm talking to each and every one of us.
Thank you, Lord.
This journey is our journey, and we can't do it alone. And this is where Isaiah is talking to the Jews. He's asking, have you not heard? Have you not known that the Lord is the everlasting God? Everlasting means that he's always going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He's always going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Whatever you put your trust in, it is not God, it will wear out.
Yes.
If it's not God, it will wear out. It won't wear.
Elder Clay.
Amen.
Yes, Clay.
Yes, I just can I give a testimony now?
Sure.
I'm just thinking about what you're teaching tonight about trust God.
Tell those who you are and where you're from.
I'm Cassandra Ricks. I'm from Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
Amen.
And I just want to share, you know, talking about the strength and how you get weary and things like that. Me and my son, we went through something on August the 3rd. My father called me at work and told me my son was having chest pains. He was 20 years old. He was having chest pains. They were lasting up to 30 to 40 minutes at the time when they came.
Wow.
So my dad said he was going to take him to the hospital. And then my dad called me and he said he want to go back home. He's feeling better. I said, no. I said, this is the child that never gets sick. If he said he want to go to the hospital, you need to take him.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad took him to the hospital. They did an EKG on him, and they admitted him into the hospital because his EKG came back abnormal with the T wave. And what the T wave is the with the EKG, you see how it spears up like mountains, like spikes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was activity going below the line, which is the abnormal activity, which is the T-wave. And they were saying that the T-wave showed signs that he was going into a cardiac arrest at 20 years old.
My God.
I said, God, what kind of foolishness is this?
Mm-hmm.
And that me and my sisters, we went into prayer. I went to the hospital. I prayed with him. They told me they were going to admit him. They were going to run further tests. They told me about the they tested his heart, his enzymes for his heart. They came in the room the next day. They said that his test came back negative. He didn't have a heart attack.
Woo.
They did another EKG on him the next day, checking him out again, and the EKG had corrected itself where everything was looking normal. So they said to be on the safe side, we're going to order a sonogram of his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took the sonogram of his heart, and the lady said his heart muscle looked like it was thick.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was talking to her, I was telling her that he played football for North Carolina Central. They work out twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
from what we've been taught, that when a person works out that intent, it changes the organs. Sometimes the organs look a little thicker. It might look like he has a blockage, but he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So she went on and she ordered the stress test. He done the stress test the next following day. He did double what they asked him to do. She said the stress test came back abnormal. She wanted to order a catheterization on him.
Mm.
And when she said catheterization, I just stopped and I looked. I said, God, this right here has got to be a test of our faith to see if we are going to trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole while I was going through that, you know how you want to pick up your phone or you want to text anybody that'll listen and talk? God has had me being very specific on people to involve in and not to be
talking,
to keep my mouth closed because I did not need to hear anybody that had a doubting spirit to make my mind wonder what the scripture was already telling me.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember this guy brought the scriptures back to memorization, and I got to speak in those scriptures. By your stripes, we are already.
Come on now.
We are already. I got to those things over my son's life. I commanded his organs to line up because this is not what I called for us. I just went to speaking over his life. And, you know, in the hospital, they give you a board. They tell you who your nurse is and your meal plan and what is the goal for the day. And on that board I put up there on that wall before they came, when they said something about the catheterization, I put on the wall, I said, a divine physical healing in Jesus' name. No blockages in Jesus' name. And everybody that came in that room, I made them read it. Even the cardiologist, I made her read it too. I made her read it out loud because God said you can speak things
speak it.
So they work. And I just speaking that stuff, and people were that were finding out about what was going on, they were calling me and they were saying, "Well, we're gonna come and sit with you while he had a catheter." And when I got, I was like, "Thank you, that is so nice." And I was saying in the back of my mind, God told me to go through this alone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I said, "I hope they don't come, God, because I need time with you."
Mm-hmm.
So when they told him they were coming to get him at 3 o'clock came, nobody showed up. The nurse came and said they behind. 4 o'clock came, nobody showed up. And I told the nurse, I said, "They not coming to get him because they not going to find nothing." And she looked at me like I was crazy. I said, "Read that goal on the board." She just started laughing. She said, "Well, I know." And God anointed the doctors. I said, "Yes, and they're doing a thorough examination, but they're not going to find anything on this child." They finally came and got him at 5 o'clock. And we were going down, and I said, "Have you prayed yet?" He said, "No, I haven't prayed." I said, "I don't know what you're waiting for, because I can have an army praying for you. But if you don't open your mouth and talk to God for yourself."
Oh, that's good.
"We're not doing anything. You got to open your mouth."
That's good.
I said, "You got less than 100 feet from here to that table." I said, "You better open your mouth and talk to him." I don't think he was back there 10 minutes. And the nurse came and got me. She said, "They didn't find any blockages. We're going to release him to go home." And when I turned the corner and looked at him, he had streams of tears coming down his face. "And did you talk to him?" He said, "Yes, Mama."
Wow.
"Yes." And he said, "I just thank God. I just thank God." He said, "My birthday is tomorrow." And he was complaining about being in the hospital. I said, "I thank God that you're here, because I could be making funeral arrangements. But he spared your life for a time such as this." I said, "You just got to learn how to open your mouth and pray. I done taught you how to pray. You'll be 21. You got to learn how to open your mouth and pray." And he said, "Mama, I will. I will." And I just thank God for it. And when I went out in the waiting room to wait for him with the catheterization, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. He began to talk to me. And I was going to sit out there and pray. But he said, "No, it's time to praise." And he gave me music to sing in my head. The first song he gave me was "War." "This means war." And the song started. I found it on YouTube and started letting it play. And once that song played and "For Your Glory" came on, I just went into a praise right out there during that little time he was back there in that hallway, because God was telling me it's time to praise me now. It's time to praise your way out of this. But
you already did the
work. Saying strength and my humanism, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, right.
But my spirit man kicked in and start bringing those scriptures back to me, giving me words to pray and telling me how to behave. Isaiah 45:18 says, "If you had only listened."
My God.
If you had only listened. And that's all I could do was just listen to him, listen for that still voice. And he was just giving me so many instructions, and I obeyed.
Amen.
And he just moved, and he even allowed a floater that was working in the hospital that don't even know my family, don't know what's like that. He came in the room and he began to give my son a direct prophecy from God. And you know how you'll watch a movie and it's like a bullet is coming towards somebody and they'll just freeze that moment? When the man started to talk to my son and I looked over at him, it was like he was just froze. In time. And it's like the things that I be getting on him about and telling him what he need to be doing and working on, God used that man to speak. And then the music that he listens to, the man started ministering to him with the lyrics of the song that he listened to every day. I just threw my hands up and I said, "God, I thank you for this divine moment." Because God will come back and confirm things.
Yes,
and you know, sometimes
will.
When you live with people think that you're seeing everything you're doing and you're forming a judgment. But for this man to come in and not live in our home and to be able to share things with my son that we have conversations about, and was telling him things that he hadn't even talked to me about. I said, "Look at God. God spared you for a time such as this. He has a blessing on your life."
Amen.
But I just want to say strength. Yes, I was nervous, but I leaned on the Lord, and he brought us out. She brought us out of that and gave me a testimony, and I said, I'm going to tell it to everybody. I told her yesterday at Lifeway. And the lady said, woo, I got goosebumps. I said, because he is real, honey. He is real. Everywhere I go, I'm going to tell this story.
Tell it. Tell it.
Because God, even his doctor, when he went back for his follow-up on August the 10th, his primary doctor said, you see this EKG? And he explained it to me. And he said, but something, I have never seen this happen in 20 years of medicine. He turned the page over. He said, and it just corrected itself. We hadn't gave him no medicine. We hadn't done this and that. It just corrected itself. I said, me and my sisters went into prayer. God is good, and he's a divine healer. And he just smiled when he looked at me because he know. He know himself. He said, I've never seen it in 20 years of medicine. It corrected itself, and we had not given him any kind of medicine other than an IV in his arm, like the fluid. You know, they give you like the just the liquid fluid. But it was no medicine, none of that stuff. It just corrected itself. And I said, to God be the glory.
That's right.
God be the glory.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
What a testimony.
It's powerful. I feel like running myself.
And when I got to church Sunday, oh my God, I took off running like it was a track field.
I know you did, sister.
Not only did, even in the, when the lady came and got me to tell me the results of the catheter, I screamed hallelujah so loud I know it shook the doorpost. I said, oh, I had to get myself because I said, I'm in a hospital. But it just to know that God had moved like that and that this boy's faith was at a different level than what it was before he went in that hospital.
Look at that. Look at that. For God's glory and his good. Look at that. Look at that. That was a pivotal time in his life. It magnified his life in trusting God even the more. More.
Yes.
He already is trusting him, but it's gone even deeper.
Yes.
And God be the glory.
Yes.
That's a beautiful testimony, Mike.
Hallelujah,
God.
Jesus.
You had the great
thank
position.
Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, thank you, God. Ooh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And you know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Telling the story. Telling the story of what God does. God loves each and every one of us.
Amen.
And he wants us to tell the story. Because some have forgotten. They've forgotten what God did before. And if they have not forgotten, they have doubt of what he's going to do in the present. God is a God that is a kind and loving God.
Yes, he is.
He wants us to share. God wants the glory. God wants the glory. He does not want it to go to man, but God wants the glory. And when God reacts, we know without a shadow of a doubt that it was God. We know without a shadow of a doubt. There is no, well, there's a possibility that he just got well or she just got well. We know without a shadow of a doubt that it was nothing but God.
Amen.
And that's the beauty in being a child of God.
Amen.
Knowing that we have a God that serves like that, we have no choice but to praise him.
And
that's
with that,
not only for us, but there are those who are listening on the internet. Maybe one of you, that testimony was for you. Something you may be going through. But whatever you do, lean and depend on God. And the ironic thing about this is, in our scripture, she's talking about, it says here in 31, as we
Oh, I was hoping
Father,
you were
going to
read it. Yes.
But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
And Pastor John, could you read 30 as well? 30 with the Because it's with her testimony, it's talking about the young man as well.
Even you shall faint and be weary, mm-hmm. and young men shall be exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Stay that way.
Amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That we are to wait on God.
Yeah.
Wait on God. We're ready to gather new strength.
Amen.
And then we're willing to be restored. That's what the prophet is talking about. They that wait on the Lord is able to gather new strength
mm-hmm.
and be restored. And that's just what she just said. That's what she
yeah.
was talking about. That's what she was talking about.
Amen. I think somebody wanted to say something.
I was going to say the reference to the eagles. I love eagles for this reason, and the Lord uses eagles several times in the scriptures about their strength. And when we talk about eagles, we're talking about a royal bird, a regal bird that doesn't put out a lot of effort. He floats on the wind, and he catches the wind, and he floats that way. But
mm-hmm.
this waiting on the Lord and the strength of eagles and how they're renewed, because as eagles age, they come to a point where they have to, like, separate themselves to
mm-hmm.
rejuvenate. And so they you know, they prune and take the ineffective feathers off, and they sharpen
mm-hmm.
their beak. And during that time, their eyes become keener, and
mm.
still, without much effort, when they come back, they're even stronger than they were than when they were young. And this
yeah.
scripture reminds me of the wisdom of aging in the Lord, and how
mm.
He will renew your strength, and
oh,
He will
good.
Give you, and He will give you the power, because it says that even those that seem faint, that He will give them power. So as you age, people in the natural, you should be getting weaker, but in the
mm-hmm.
spiritual, you are getting stronger.
Amen.
And the Lord will restore your strength, restore your passion, the passions and the things that He planted there. Your purpose, does,
mm-hmm.
you know, your purpose does not become faint.
Right.
Your purpose continues. Praise God.
You know what? You have blessed my life with that. Because
mm-hmm.
my son's, the school, their symbol is eagle.
Wow.
North Carolina Central
mm-hmm.
Symbol for the school is an eagle.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
God.
Look at God.
This is a thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the
Look
Lord.
At God.
Yeah.
Look at God.
And I went to two schools, and the spot and the symbol was the eagle, and it was a reminder. A reminder
mm-hmm.
how the Lord has uses the eagle as a royal symbol to be used. And we watch and listen to what
yes.
you know, the stories about eagles, and it's awesome, because that's our story. That's
mm-hmm.
our story as we age in Christ.
Amen.
Wow, to God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that is so true when you talk about eagles. Even in Psalms, it talks about eagles. It's a metaphor of strength. Eagles
mm-hmm.
represent strength.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Eagles represent strength. And even when we get into this, it says here, and think about it, how many men come to share their boundless power of the Lord? They should have it if they learn to wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Let me go back. You know, how many men and women come to share this boundless power of the Lord? They should have it if they learn to wait for the Lord. Waiting for the Lord is only another expression of faith.
Mm-hmm.
The Old Testament leans heavy on the Lord for strength. And abide in His time till it comes. And that's what she did. She abided in time and waited until it came. Such persons shall have an experience that they shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle, meaning that they're not going to have difficulty encountering obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
For in fact, they shall even be able to go on miraculously, they need to start running.
Mm-hmm.
If they need to start walking, if they need to start growing, they shall not grow faint. In this whole passage, what the prophet is saying, Israel's course of sort is in the strength. It's shown in the surprising faith that they had, or they chose not to have, and then in their insight. So Isaiah was writing to Israel to have faith. And if you have faith, then you have strength.
Amen.
There's the sermon. If you have faith, you have strength. See, because faith in God is a line. That's a line with God, faith. And through that, we receive our strength. Any comments in closing?
No, I just want to say I like that, the faith and the strength, how that goes together. It's like a hand and a glove. And I know that when you leave out the door of my home, the last thing you see as you're leaving my home is I have a plaque on the wall that says, great strength comes from faith in God. Great strength comes from faith in God. And that is just what you're reading here in the scriptures, just what you're bringing out to us tonight, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. Any other comment?
There's no stress without struggle. There's no stress without struggle. I was in the hospital last night, and I came home this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm laying here, and I feel my pain, but I hear the word, and I feel good.
Amen.
All right. It's calming me down. I try to get my mother to listen, and she said, I go to church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but, Ma, and she said, I put in a word for you last week. I said, just last week, Ma? I said, I pray for you every day. So I'm like, I was a little annoyed for a minute, but then I said, okay, let me just keep quiet. And I just relax, and I'm listening today. And thank you. And thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Any more comments? Amen. Sister Suzanne, you want to close us out in prayer?
Sure. Father God, we praise your name, dear Lord, and we thank you, Father God, for the word that has gone forth this evening. We thank you, Father God, that that this word has fallen on fertile soil, dear Lord, and that those that are listening to it, Father God, will receive the message that you have within it, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, that for all our listeners, dear Lord, that you just bless them and bless their families, bless their households, Father God, that you would give them, Father God, abundantly bless them, Father God, and give them peace. We thank you, Father God, for those who have shared their testimonies, dear Lord, and little bits of their life, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for them trusting us as the body of Christ in this congregation, Father God, with those things, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that we'll be careful with what we've heard, Father God, and sure to pray for the families, dear Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father God, that this ministry will go forth, dear Lord, that all those who listen to it, Father God, in real time today, Father God, and later on in the archives, Father God, will be blessed by the word. We thank you, Father God, that if there be anything, Father God, that we've said or done in error, Father God, that you would show it to us, dear Lord, and help us to correct it, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, to search our hearts, Father God, that if there be anything, Father God, any sin of omission or commission, Father God, that you would reveal that as well. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for a good night's sleep. that your ministering and warring angels, Father, are camped about us, that we will rest comfortably, Father God, in your arms, Father God, knowing that you love us more, Father God, and that you would never leave us or forsake us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I face the dawn.